Thank
Now, the
you.
U.S. decision, you bet. U.S. decision now to reimpose economic sanctions against Iran has drawn a barrage of global criticism. Russian foreign minister said renewed measures are illegitimate. Sergey Lavrov noted Washington has used unacceptable methods to pressure operators of the SWIFT global financial network into cutting off Iranian banks. Spanish foreign minister also slammed Washington's move. Josep Borrell said that Madrid rejects any kind of position which resembles an ultimatum from anyone.
As the new anti-Iran U.S. sanctions begin to take effect, European nations have voiced their condemnation of U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to reinstate sanctions on Iran. The European Union, France, Germany, and Britain have issued a joint statement to express their regret about Washington's move.
We consider this step to be wrong, as we have always said in recent weeks and months. We in the European Union agree on this, and we agree on it, above all, with our French and British friends.
Speaking at Chatham House in London, senior Iranian diplomat Sayed Kazem Sajjadpour expressed hope that Brussels will no longer follow the White House in its anti-Tehran policies.
Actually, I think what's interesting about Europe is that Europe passed an era of appeasement of the United States. If you remember, about 6-7 months, they tried to appease Trump. I think your prime minister also went to Washington. And other European key leaders went, oh, we accept this, add to this, then you come, and he humiliated all of them, with no exception.
It is an unprecedented move that both Europe and the United Nations are siding with Iran rather than the U.S. This comes as the U.S. president remains determined to stand by his hostile approach towards the Islamic Republic.
The sanctions are designed in such a way that they target ordinary Iranian people, and not just the people living inside Iran, but also Iranians living and working abroad. Robert Carter, Press TV, London.